Martha's Vineyard declares humanitarian crisis over just 50 illegal alien arrivals. By John Binder on September 15, 2022. Martha's Vineyard officials are begging for federal assistance over what they are calling a humanitarian crisis after just 50 illegal aliens were flown into the elite island where the nation's wealthiest residents vacation. On Wednesday evening, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R. announced that he had sent two planes full of Venezuelan illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. The move comes as Texas and Arizona have sent thousands of border crossers on migrant buses to New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., over the last few months. Only about 50 illegal aliens have been flown to Martha's Vineyard. But the island's officials are calling it a humanitarian crisis and have said they are begging for state and federal assistance to deal with the tiny influx of illegal immigration. Island officials issued the following statement. The number of illegal aliens sent to Martha's Vineyard is a tiny fraction of the level of illegal immigration American border communities are subjected to every day. In one Texas border town recently, about 4,000 border crossers and illegal aliens crossed through in a single weekend. In August, nearly 6,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were apprehended by federal immigration officials every single day. This does not include the thousands more illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border undetected by officials. For comparison, the number of border crossers and illegal aliens inundating American border communities every day is about 125 times greater than the number of illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard by DeSantis this week. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.